News Talk 1360 WCHL presents Side Dish, hosted by Deborah Miller. Tune in for 30 minutes of tasty talk with culinary aficionados, wine connoisseurs, and more. Side Dish is locally produced by News Talk 1360 WCHL. Now let's get to the tasty talk with Deborah Miller.
Welcome to Side Dish. I'm Deborah Miller, and I am so lucky to have around my table today Bill and Andrea Whittington from the Blue Note Grill over in Durham. You know, I love you guys.
Oh, we love you too.
Welcome. Thanks, Deborah. Welcome to Side Dish. I've been trying to get y'all here for a little while, right?
We're excited. You have been.
And I'm kind of a regular, aren't I?
Yes, you would be.
Yeah. I mean, they even saved me a table one time. And it's your birthday.
It is.
Happy birthday.
Thank you very much.
And even though this is we're taping this in January, it's your birthday tonight, and there's a big party for you tonight. This is going to air in February, so we're going to wait and talk a little bit about what's going to be happening then and a little bit later. But what I want to know is, first of all, how long has the Blue Note Grill been open?
We've been open about 18 months now.
Okay.
We're well into our year two.
Year two. And you're from around here, Bill, right?
Right. I was born here in Durham at the old Watts Hospital and grew up in Hillsborough and here in Durham.
Where'd you go to high school?
Northern High School.
Okay. So probably Chapel Hill High and Northern were duking it out when we were in high school at the
rivalries.
Same time, probably. And Andrea, where'd you grow up?
Well, I was born in Honduras, but I grew up in South Texas, South Padre Island.
Uh-huh.
And then made my way to North Carolina. And
did you?
This is home.
What brought you this way?
Work, military.
So where'd you guys meet?
We actually met at work.
Wait, well, okay, so where
her.
What? Oh! So where were y'all working? This is starting to be a good story.
We worked in retail. We both worked in many years in retail, and I was opening up a new store down in Fayetteville. And
Can you say what that retail was? Or
It was Toys R Us.
We
both worked with them for a long time, and we were opening up a new store down there, and she applied for a job, and I hired her, and she worked for me for a few years there, and now I work for her.
And you kept thinking, now she's right cute.
Yeah, she kind of worked out pretty good.
So you were managing. What were you doing?
Well, just hired me as a stock clerk, cashier, helped build and fixture the stores.
Did you have retail experience?
No, I was a stay-at-home mom.
Were you?
Mm-hmm.
And that was in Fayetteville. How long ago was that?
That was 1986.
Oh, yes. My gosh. Yes. So how long did y'all do that before moving this way?
I left the company in 1996, and Andrea left them just a couple years ago. I moved into I went other directions, and she stayed with the company and ended up going into human resources management and moved up pretty good.
And did you stay in retail or did you do something?
I did. I went to work for the Museum of Life and Science here in Durham and did that for a while. And then most recently worked for Office Depot.
What, as a store manager?
Yes.
Or? Okay. Which Office Depot? The one over at
Northgate Mall.
Northgate Mall. So did you guys just sit around and like say, well, maybe we should? I mean, I don't know if you're like me. I worked in retail, and when I get crazy, I sit around and look for bars for sale in the Caribbean.
Well, you know, we talked about doing something many times, and actually we dabbled in antiquing, and I don't know if you know, but Bill's an auctioneer. And
I can kind of see that.
Yeah, so he can rattle it off pretty good. So we had a little place called the Old Barn Antiques, and we did that for a while.
Where was that?
It was out on Guest Road. And I stayed with Toys R Us, so I worked with Toys for 23 years.
Uh-huh.
And then a few years ago, I lost my job. And so at that point, we really decided we should be doing something that we're going to love. And I took a hourly job with a friend in a catering company for about 10, 11 months, just kind of learned the food side of the business. And after that, we saw that location on the service road up there by Target, and we said, let's just do it.
So Blue Note Grill is located. First time I went, I had a little hunt for it.
It's a little tricky, but we're on the service road right there, across from Toys R Us, which we both worked at, right next to Spartacus, in a little center called Boulevard Plaza. We're in front of the Target and Sam's Club. It's facing the boulevard, but you have to get off and get on the service road to get there.
You're where the old Torero's was.
Yes. Yep.
So, and you've told me that people still come in thinking that it's Torero's.
They do,
and
man.
Down.
They'll come in there and sit down and look at the menu and look up and go, this isn't Torero's. Is it? We'll direct them. They'll either stay or we'll direct them down to see those guys.
So, I mean, did y'all just sort of like line bed at night and say, we kind of want a business that does this. We want a business that does that. I mean, how did you decide on a restaurant that also has music? Did you just sort of say, these are the things we love the most?
Well, I always wanted to do bar music, and we actually looked at another location prior to that. That was just a bar music, and that didn't work out. And she's always been a great cook and always just, she can cook anything. So we decided to, pursue something. We knew we wanted to do something. And as we started looking, the vision started growing. And, barbecue we like, and blues and just music in general. So we, melded, put the two together. And a lot of the food that we serve is, food we've been eating for 20 some odd years that, she's cooked at home. So she's perfected it over time. So it's just a blend of everything we've been doing for 20 some years.
Well, y'all can't smell this because we don't have smell radio, but they've brought in some of their sliders, and I happen to love their barbecue. I think for me, it's because it resembles more what I know is Tennessee, Memphis barbecue. And they've brought a nice Memphis sauce. And you, Andrea, told me that you start with shoulder.
I do. I smoke the pork shoulders for about 8 hours, and then we turn the smoke off, and we keep cooking them for another 16 hours.
Mm.
So they're cooking all night.
All night.
Mm-hmm.
And is there anybody there to check on them? You just come in the morning, and there they are. Yeah. How many do you cook a day?
About 4 to 6.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Well, it's smelling really good, and I'm looking forward to trying one. But we're going to have to go to break here in a minute. Before we go, and when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about the music and some of the fun times I've had over there. Of course, everybody wants to know how much fun I had, right? What's web address?
We are at it's thebluenotegrill.com.
And you can go check out menus. You can check out the music schedule. We're going to talk more about that in a minute. You're listening to Side Dish on WCHL 1360. Don't go away.
We now return to Side Dish, News Talk 1360, WCHL's locally produced program dedicated to all things food. Download this and all episodes of Side Dish from WCHL's website, chapelboro.com.
Welcome back to Side Dish. I'm Deborah Miller, and I have around my table with me today Andrea and Bill Whittington from the Blue Note Grill over in Durham. I'm so glad y'all are here with me today.
We're glad to be here.
Yeah. So now you've seen me over there on Tuesday nights, which is blues jam night. But you got something happening every single night, don't you?
We do, Deborah. We have music 6 nights a week, which is kind of unusual for some places around for the area. We start Monday nights with a jazz jam, and which that's fairly new for us. It's just a few months old, and. We're real excited about that. We have some of the best jazz musicians in the Triangle showing up just out of the blue. Ben Palmer, who is well known in that field, runs that for us. And he knows everybody, and it's really a good night of music. So if you like jazz, you want to be there on
Monday
night.
Now, it's free. The thing that people don't realize out there is that you don't have to go pay $15, $20, $30 to go sit in here. This is like a musician's club.
It is.
I would think. I mean, that's the sense that I get. It's where the people who love to play go to love to play.
Exactly.
And play with other people that love to play.
And what we find, too, is that when you say it's a musician's club, you know, any time of day, there, you know, we have musicians there dining lunch, dinner, and they're coming for music. And it's a good hang, mm-hmm. so to speak.
So you see, you go over, you get a table. What time does the jam start?
On 7.
7 o'clock. See, perfect. You go 6:30, order some dinner, the jam starts, and pass the hat, and so you can help. Is that money go toward the band or the jazz master?
It goes, a lot of the guys, you know, there's a core band on the jazz jam night, and they get compensated for, you know, coming out, and it's all pass the hat stuff for that. And for our blues jam, we do blues jams on Tuesday night, so same kind of deal.
So I've been there on, like I said, on blues jam night, and y'all have read my blog about that, and I'm fairly regular, and I enjoy it. You never know who's going to show up to sit in, but, you know, people come in, they sign up on a clipboard, and Butch Haas is the...
Right.
I just call him the blues master. Because he's masterminding the whole thing.
That he is.
He probably like being called master, wouldn't he?
We call him Mudbone, old Mudbones.
Old Mudbones. But so he makes sure every segment has a drums, somebody on drums, and somebody on bass.
Right. It's a full band, and they play 3 songs, and then they sit down, and the next group comes up, and he matches, you know, folks with different levels of talent together, and it works out pretty good. And you're right, you never know who's going to show up.
Well, who's that little kid?
His name's
two.
Tyler. There's two. We had a Tyler and a Matthew in here over the Christmas break. Tyler's 13, Matthew is 15. He's out of Raleigh, and those kids did well. They hung with the big boys, so it was good.
Well, watching them play is like, yep. You think a child playing the blues, goodness gracious. And you get up and play.
On occasion, actually.
Do you play? Do you?
There's not many guitar players. I'll show up late.
So is that you? But have you sung?
No.
No?
I don't do that.
You don't sing?
No. I know my limitations.
You just play guitar.
Right.
And Andrea, you just play in the kitchen, right?
That's it.
Well, I mean, it's best to know what you're best at and just stay there kind of. I mean, don't you ever want to you can dance. I know you can dance because I've seen you up dancing.
Well, that's what I do is once I wrap up in the kitchen, I'll come out and put my dancing shoes on. So that's my fun part.
So you go in the morning. There's all these pork shoulders and you're chopping them. And y'all are open for lunch too, right?
We are.
How's your lunch crowd?
It's pretty good. We have a lot of businesses around us. We get a good lunch, professionals and mm-hmm. Folks in there. We open at 11, and usually by about 1:30, 2 o'clock, most of the lunch is done. We have daily specials every day, $6.99 includes a drink.
Oh, that is good.
Yep.
So the music schedule, what are like the cover charges and stuff? What can you expect if you go on the weekend?
Well, a lot of our one thing we have on Friday, we call it our after work party. And that starts at 6 o'clock every Friday. And we have the same group. It's the Duke Street Dogs. They've been doing this for several years now. We've had them for about a year. And from 6 to 8, and that's free at the Blue Note, they pack them in. We have a great crowd. It's a fun time. They get everybody dancing
around.
The
Duke Street Dogs.
Yep. And it's an acoustic bluegrass and swing kind of thing, and a lot of fun. And when they're done at 8 o'clock, they'll pack up and move out, and then we bring in another band. And a lot of times we just have like a $5 cover for that band. Mm-hmm. It varies. And then Saturday we tend to go with a bigger blues-type band, and usually that's going to run anywhere from $5 to $12.
How do you get how do you find your talent?
Well, you know, if you've been around this area long enough, you know there's a ton of talent. They're finding us now. You know, we've made some great connections with some wonderful people in the Triangle, and we've met so many people and gotten to know so many musicians. It's just incredible what's out here in Durham.
It's word of mouth, isn't it?
It is.
I mean, at least every day, do you get a phone call or an email about can you listen to my band? And
daily.
Daily.
Either get CDs or a phone call or email.
That's great.
And we've had some success, too. We've had several national acts come through. Actually, someone that Andrew used to work with is friends with E.G. Kite, a national blues artist, and she came through and played at our place. And, you know, we've had several folks on the tour circuit stop through put on a show for us.
Well, it's a cute little place, and you've got a painting of Beale Street on the wall behind the stage area, the music area. Are y'all ever looking at expanding? There's really nowhere to expand there, is there?
Not yet.
The tattoo
we'd
parlor.
We'd love to, but
investors.
You know, we have a it does take a little money. We would like to find a little, you know, help a little in that direction. But you know, part of our allure, I think, is, you know, our coziness. We'd love to have a big stage and you know big dance floor and stuff like that. Our crowd, you know, we have a lot of dancers and they like dancing, and if we could provide that one day, we would love to be able to get to that point.
Uh-huh. So did y'all together decide on the menu?
We did. All the things that my kids love and Bill loves, and I like to cook.
Uh-huh.
So we started out with probably about 3 pages and kind of whittled it down to the favorites. So,
well, I'm so glad that you guys came and talked with me. We're going to have to go to break, and in the last segment, I want to talk about what's coming up for Valentine's Day and Mardi Gras. But before we go, give us web address and street address and all that good stuff again.
It's thebluenotegrill.com, and we're at 4125 Durham Chapel Hill Boulevard. We're also on Facebook and Twitter, so you can find us there as well.
Yes. You're listening to Side Dish on WCHL 1360. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
We now return to Side Dish, News Talk 1360, WCHL's locally produced program dedicated to all things food. Download this and all episodes of Side Dish from WCHL's website, chapelboro.com.
Welcome back to Side Dish. I'm Deborah Miller. I am around the table today with Andrea and Bill Whittington, owners of the Blue Note Grill over in Durham. And what is coming up for Valentine's Day and Mardi Gras?
Well, we have Valentine's Day. We did this last year. We're going to do it again this year. We had a special dinner for two. It would be one price, and we would do the full dinner. And Andrea made a really nice homemade dessert cake for each table, and it was a great night. It was we had a lot of great feedback from that, so we're really excited about it this year too.
Do you already know what your menu is?
Well, we did the smoked trout, and I smoked that in my smoker in the kitchen, and it's really
and is that
delicious.
For Valentine's Day or on Mardi Gras? Are you doing any Cajun dishes? And
we haven't worked out the menu for that yet. You know, we're lining up our band and our party, and it's actually the same night as our blues jam, so we're going to probably do a split blues jam / Mardi Gras party.
You'll have to. Maybe I'll come over and get in the kitchen with you, and we can make jambalaya, because I make pretty darn good
jambalaya. Oh, that would be fun.
Pretty darn good jambalaya. We need to have a contest, a jambalaya contest, not between you and me. But
I'd like to see that.
Yeah.
That would be fun. I would enjoy that.
Wouldn't that
really
be fun?
I would.
And then a chili contest to cook off. And, I mean, you know, get all those people in there that like to cook and play. I wish I could play. I play CDs. So, yeah, that is the Tuesday night, Valentine's Day, and Mardi Gras.
Both of those are Tuesday.
Both of those
Mardi Gras
Tuesdays.
Is the 21st.
Oh, yeah. Well, so on Tuesday nights, if you guys out there don't have anything to do, you should just drive on over. It's not that far, just down the boulevard, and get out there and listen to these. You get to see people that drive all the way from, Clayton? Did you say there were some from?
Oh, we have folks from Clayton. I mean, there's a lot of folks that play at our place. We have Rebecca Newton once a month. She's been around for 30 years.
Tones?
With Rebecca in the High Tones. Tommy Edwards with the Bluegrass Experience is every third Thursday, him and Rick LaFleur and Alice Zincone. Of course, the Duke Street Dogs. A lot of talent.
A lot of people that used to go to the Blue Bayou,
right,
in Hillsborough, now come to your place, right?
A lot of the folks, yeah, for the blues jams and a lot of our blues musicians, uh-huh, the bands that come in on the weekends.
Uh-huh. So, assuming we get this big investor and we can expand into the tattoo parlor next door. So you can come in, you can hang out, drink a little wine, go next door, get a tat, come back.
That's right. You can do that.
Well, you know,
we're a one-stop shop here.
Right now, and get your hair cut, because there's what, three haircutting places right there. I think, I totally lost my train of thought because I was thinking about No. It's too cold right now, but one of the things I love is your patio. You've got this great patio.
We have a great patio, and we're kind of up on a hill, and it overlooks, you know, some buildings. And, you know, we've had a lot of folks talk about it, you know, our skyline view, so to speak. It's a lighted sky, but it's a parking lot, but it does look neat at night.
Well, you get to look right at that weird, what is that building that you're looking at right across the Space Needle building? The
University.
Oh, yeah.
The University Towers. Is that what it's called?
Yes.
Well, thank you for coming and talking with me. Will y'all come back sometime?
We'd love to.
We'd love to.
You would love to.
We'll
I would
bring
love
more
to
barbecue.
You. Bring more barbecue.
You guys are like looking in the window at this food. They want it.
I know
bad.
They're waiting for me to shut up so they can come in here and pounce. Bill and Andrew Whittington from the Blue Note Grill, thank you very much.
Thank you, Deborah.
You've been listening to Side Dish on WCHL 1360.